EW.
Everyone here at WSGW's Morning Team Show on this President's Day of 2020, February 17th. Pat Johnston in for Charlie Rood here today. Charlie will be back first thing tomorrow, and he will give us a full book report on the life and times of James K. Polk. That's what that's what Charlie said he would do, and so I'm waiting for that report, Dave.
You sure you're waiting for it? You're anticipating much anticipation?
I have a boring life. What can I say?
I was going to say. We might have an old Polk City directory around here if you want to sit and read that or something.
Maybe after. Yeah, maybe I'll consider it. So, no, Charlie's taking today off, but he'll be back here tomorrow. And, Dave, I just wanted to get back to something we were talking about when we first got started here this morning. I'm seeing on GasBuddy.com. Around Saginaw here that prices for gas are about $2.33, $2.34.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they're down a little lower than Bay City. Someone in Bay City told us it was $2.42
right.
And Wilder, at least at one station.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I saw $2.36 on my way in this morning here in Saginaw, and there are some lower ones than that. Charlie always finds the cheap ones.
He does, yes. Yeah. It's a gift that he's always got. Well, he pays
cheap
attention
Charlie.
To that stuff. I didn't say that. 7:43 here at WSGW. Dave, you were reporting on that story, heard it a couple times here this morning, about toll roads here
yes.
in Michigan. Just
mm-hmm.
It's thought up as a possibility to raise some revenue.
One discussion.
And what was it? The state Senate, was it last month or a couple months ago, they passed the bill just to have a study done, just to
right.
kind of look into it.
Taking a look at, see what the options might be. But the one of the things they had in this story that I reported was that in Ohio, the toll road was built before the freeway system was built. So there's only one east-west road, a turnpike, and when they built highways in Ohio, they didn't put in a east-west other than that toll road. And they're saying here in Michigan, we have so many roads that run north and south and east and west that you can avoid toll
right.
roads altogether if you wanted to.
That was an excellent point. In fact, I did not know that about the Ohio Turnpike, though.
I didn't either.
Was the first one
yeah.
before they had freeways there. Well, that's the thing, too, because everything in Michigan, I mean, the roadways here, it's a grid. So
right.
if you just go north a little bit, then eventually you'll be able to go west or east, whatever you want to do.
I very much dislike driving through Chicago.
Right.
In that area. Man, every time you turn around, you're stopping to pay another toll.
Yeah,
you
know,
unless you have one of the easy passes.
I got one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know you do.
You know what? If I were going to build a toll road or convert a toll road in Michigan, it would be 94. That would be the one.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I guess that'd be, and that might be the one that they eventually do because
be the one.
It gets traveled on a lot, even by
so
out-of-staters.
Yeah. Right.
But that was always my one thing. It's about a possibility of toll roads in Michigan. We're a peninsula, so it's not like we're a travel-through state like Ohio or Indiana, Pennsylvania, too, for instance,
yeah.
where I think toll roads.
Well, it's all turnpikes.
Well, except that we're a destination state for a lot of camping and recreation and tourism, so we do get a lot of people from those states.
Well, that's true. I mean, more people come here than Ohio.
We use our roads a lot.
You
Maybe
can
there's
leave
some way we can make them help pay for our roads.
You can leave Chicago and drive to Philadelphia and never leave a toll road.
Right. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right from Illinois. You could do the Indiana Turnpike,
right.
Ohio Turnpike, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they're all connected.
That's right. And that's the only reason I just thought. And Dave, you could be right. I think that's why I'd like to see what the study says. And that will be
right.
interesting. Just because unlike those states, we're sort of just up there, you know, on our
mm-hmm.
on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to see how much revenue we could get from people who visit our state.
We do have some travel that goes through Michigan from Minnesota, Wisconsin that want to come down rather than going down around Chicago. They come across the bridge and down through Michigan.
That's a good point. That's
true. A fair amount of that, including truckers.
Well, I don't think it hurts to look. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. See, but I think I agree with Art, though. If they're going to have one highway, one freeway that you can maybe convert to a toll road, 94.
Yeah, 94 would be a good
94
one.
94 would be the one.
A lot of traffic between Chicago and Detroit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 7:46 here, WSGW. All right, let's bring this up too real quick because WSGW and Forward Corporation are teaming up to give you a chance to win February Free Fuel Friday. And you've got one more week until February 21st. That is Friday, folks. Register your name at the Forward location on M84 West Side Saginaw Road, just off I-75. Then on Friday, February 21st, between 3 to 5 p.m. during a live broadcast. Is that that will be you, Art? Is
that'll
that
be me on the FM.
On the FM, that's right, on the FM. During a live broadcast, one winning name will be drawn for a $500 Forward gas card. So that is happening this Friday, everybody. You got
catch
one
me
more
if
week.
You can.
Yes, if you can. It's February Free Fuel Friday from Forward Corporation and WSGW. If you'd like to have more information, just go to WSGW.com. And one more note, too, since I just talked about WSGW.com, don't forget to take our online poll. It's going to be up for another day and a half, just about. And the question this week is, if you support the Pure Michigan campaign, and how should it be funded? That is our poll question for the week. Just go to WSGW.com, scroll down until you find the poll box, and you'll find it right there, the Pure Michigan campaign poll box. Click it, and then you can make your vote that way. Our weekly web poll always available for you on WSGW.com.